This is Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. Thanks to Bluebet, the true blue Aussie bookie. Gamble responsibly.
On the Listener app and on your radio, this is Triple M's Rush Hour, JB and Bill, and it's very exciting. For the first time in a long time, this man is on Triple M, Jono Brown.
Our next guest was one of the AFL's toughest players.
Won that ball, Ming Long, we go. Oh!
He's heading up a list of superstars who could be joining your local footy team. Please welcome Jonathan Brown.
Well, he buggered off and worked for another station.
He did.
And then gave us the widest possible berth.
He did.
Even though we've been mates for bloody 20 years.
Exactly. Footy show mates.
And now we got him back, big dog.
That's right. It's great to be in. And finally, I get to meet Rabs.
That's all I was worried about.
He's the star of this show. Great to be in here, boys. How are you?
We used to quite regularly get Peng in, even though he was on the show. He used to just turn up and start talking.
Well, I was with Peng yesterday, so he's not
playing
doing
golf.
It. No. We actually we had to go and do something else. I think we're in it. We're in it at SEN. We had to carry that. They wanted us in for 15 minutes. We did an hour.
What?
So, boys, I'm just warning you now. I'm not doing an hour.
No,
not
out. You're doing the rounds.
Yeah, absolutely. So that was for nothing, though. Today we're here for a good reason. So
yes, we'll get to that.
For a proper reason.
Next,
we'll get to that later on. But Peng's. He's having a crack at stand-up.
I know.
He's having a crack at stand-up.
Any good? Have you watched him?
He's not tall enough.
You reckon?
Yeah.
He's got 15 minutes in him. He's got a good 15 minutes.
And that's it.
And that's about
Sit
it.
Down.
I reckon he just tapers off. And he's been carried by Mickey Malloy and Marty Sheargold.
Yes, of course.
Obviously, the boys went on tour and Lawrence Mooney. So, yeah, let's hope the little C-grader can get up to A-grade material.
So you wouldn't be missing getting up early in the morning.
No. Mm. Although fighting with Olivia, my eldest, who's a mad Carlton supporter, fighting with her about how much time she spends straightening her eyelashes every morning. I think it must be probably a bit easier to dealing with Chrissy Swan and Sam Payne.
How is she a Carlton supporter? How'd you allow that to happen?
I don't know. But I know when Payne got his claws into her, I think he found out that one day, and then the very next day at work, he had Patrick Cripps, Mark Murphy and Darcy Vessio, all in the one interview, and Olivia was there. So she loves it. They're caught up, all the Carlton Nuffies out there. I've got a neighbour across the road. Yeah, I went by, and he's a very respectable gentleman, but he took me and Olivia to the footy one day, and then he just completely lost the plot, standing on chairs, abusing umpires. So it just shows the IQ of the Carlton supporter.
So you're a daddy daycare. So you take, and we've got a couple there. Who we got out there? Macy and Jack.
Little Macy and Jack.
They're
the Lions supporters. So
good.
School pickup.
Yep. So you do drop off and pick up, do you?
At the moment, Kyle's she might want to lift the game a bit. Having a rest. She had an operation the day last week, though. So
I saw that.
Yeah,
she going okay? Let's send a cheerio to her.
Yeah, cheerio to Kyle. I'm sure she's listening, Kyle. She loves you, Jack.
I think she said to me one day, "Your jokes are shit."
Yeah. podcasts your joke, but Kyle's resting up. She's recovering well, so she's going well.
What about, was it last year, the year before I had to ring Brownie Gumrock, going along the beach track?
Yeah.
Down the front of my joint at Sandy. I said, "Did I just see Kyle's walk past me?" He goes, "No, mate, she's in Melbourne." And then he goes, "Geez, I wish you'd gone up and said g'day."
I would have absolutely loved it. You would have gone up and given her a big kiss.
I bloody would have too. I
thought he's
Look at Brownie. He's looking at you like a
monster. Yeah, okay, mate. Hey, you're not allowed to drink before you go in there.
Look at Brownie. He's honestly looking at Bill like there's completely something.
Hey, what about the other day?
It's a tactic, by the way.
I love it. The other day, you didn't do that at the lunch. We did the lunch the other day at the Spread Eagle. Billy first came off the rank. How many times have I heard the Gary Ablett story?
That's embarrassing.
And how many times do you laugh?
Yeah, I do laugh every time. But, geez, he just rolls out the same material.
Same every time.
They love it.
Well, I've got no other stories. Oh, Rover. Did I use Rover?
You went for Rover.
No, it was stolen. As is the Gary Ablett story, that was stolen from Tony Shaw.
Yeah, exactly.
I've done it that many times with him, Brownie, that I can actually finish all his stories. If he gets lost, I can just drop a word to get him back on track.
Hardware store.
Purple hair, hardware store.
I'll tell you what, you were asked of this, and I've always wanted to know this about you, Jonathan, if we can just straighten up a little bit. Concussion, the big talking point at the minute.
Now, here we go.
How many screws do you have in your head?
I've got 15 plates and 64 screws at last count.
15 plates?
In your head?
And 64
or body?
in my head.
60?
Yeah.
Wow. So?
Well, it was mainly it was from that accident with Luke McFarlane.
Yeah.
Now, ironically, I didn't get knocked out. I wish I had been knocked out.
You didn't get knocked out.
It was the most painful thing I've ever been through in my life. I had the worst lisp. I sounded like Kenny Callender doing the
other one. Schmally.
Every horse in the race.
Mike said, "Don't worry, mate. We'll put your face back together." I said, "I don't care what my face looks like. Can you stick your buddy with?"
So, how many concussions have you had then?
I don't know. Well, you know, I might have had six or eight. But right. I mean, what's a concussion? I was only knocked out on the field where I was carried off once.
Who knocked out?
And the old. I ran back with a fighter ball against Geelong, a bit desperate late in my career against Geelong, and tried to take one of those marks of the century.
Was
again.
It me?
And no, it wasn't you. And then the last thing I remember was just about to take the mark,
right.
And then I woke up in the hospital room looking up at the white ceiling, and I saw Kylie, and I turned around, I said, "Did I take the mark?" She said, "You didn't get close."
But
so that was the only time. But it's obviously a serious issue. But I've been lucky that I haven't had any symptoms.
So I'm going to ask
career.
You. Would you join a class action to sue the AFL or Brisbane? Would you do that?
Absolutely not.
You wouldn't?
No, and you know what? I'm not judging anyone else.
My close cousin,
Liam Picken.
Yes.
I've seen the effects firsthand that Liam has gone through. He's obviously a very courageous player. And
bloody
unfortunately, God. He had to end his career prematurely and has had some challenges going forward.
Yep, sure.
So I think this is a genuine case for him, and I can only really comment from him seeing him firsthand.
Right.
But geez, it's a challenge for the AFL, and I'm not sure what else they could have done really to change the rules too much and take away really the core of what our game's all about.
I know. It is difficult because it's a quick game. It's contact and things like that.
Well, I sort of like on the race car theme, it's sort of they've made the Formula One cars so safe, haven't they? But how much further can they go before they tell the boys to slow down?
Like myself, I mean, different sports, but you know, stupidly courageous.
He's not.
Like myself, just had that ridiculous courage. Now, as we go to the break, do you look back and think maybe at times you were too courageous for your own good?
I thought I was desperate late in my career, got a bit desperate, made a couple of bad decisions. So, but I think I think as we know, Billy, the position requires it. So every now and again,
I worked it out early.
We had to go where angels only fear the tread.
No, I worked that out early. I didn't go anywhere near where.
Late, don't worry, but it had nothing to do with courage.
A dinner plate.
We're discussing the Carlton draft next.
Yes, we are.
Because exclusively on the Rush Hour, we'll announce the sixth player available to go to a local footy club this year with the Carlton draft.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Someone have hold of your pills.
No, they didn't drop for a while. They're up there.
John O'Brien is in the studio. He is the Carlton Draft Commissioner. And you can get one of these big names to come and play at your local club. Nathan Buckley, Jordan Lewis, Bernie Vince, Kane Corns, or the Sydney Swans, Josh Kennedy, JB.
All right, and we've got a sixth that you're going to announce exclusively on the Rush Hour.
Yeah, it gives me great pleasure to announce the sixth and probably clearly the best player, well, maybe with Joey Kennedy, but a current player, recently retired, none other than Fremantle champion and legend, David Mundy.
David Mundy.
Damien
Mundy. Jeez, I'm going well, Billy.
That's good.
He's a
superstar.
Imagine him. So you could place him in the Goulburn Valley League or the Ovens Murray or the Hampton League, the GFL. Mm-hmm.
So he'd let's dominate. Go through these. Nathan Buckley.
Nathan hasn't played 15 years.
I know. What's he doing?
Well, I tried to get him to coach.
Yeah.
And so I was as surprised as any of us when he agreed to play. Last game he played was 2007 prelim final where he snapped his hamstring.
Fair enough.
Yeah. Oh. They lost by 5
against the Cats.
That's right.
Well, Jordan Lewis has gone from his playing weight of probably around 90 to early 70s.
He'd want to get rid of those spectacles he wears now. He likes to look really prim and proper.
I know. And he comes from Warrnambool.
He comes from Warrnambool. I know his old man, Shane.
Yep.
You know, we've had many a slab day with Shane. He's a rough old diamond from Warrnambool. So I want more of the unsociable Jordan Lewis.
Yes.
Well, now he's drinking Pinot, wearing gloves.
Loving it.
That's not going to go well out in the Mininera and District League.
I'll tell you what he's done.
Nil.
And I don't say this lightly, Jordan Lewis. I'll tell you what he's done. Turned into a wanker.
Has he?
Yeah. And he needs to straighten up.
You can't disagree. You know, because the last time I checked, when you look at the map, Warrnambool's west in Melbourne. He spends a hell of a lot of time east of Melbourne. Down around the Portsy sort of hobnobs.
Ah, that's it.
Well, another wanker is Bernie Vince.
Bernard.
Yeah.
We have to deal with him every weekend.
How good would Bern be in the postcard?
Oh, no, that's no. lead that.
Fond of getting his clothes off.
I tell you, it won't be any good in the post game. Kane Corns.
Oh, well.
Very straight.
We're going to slot him in a league where there's a few ankle bracelets. Right.
Speaking of things.
Is he on security? You're going to have to play alongside
imagine
him.
Imagine the feedback he's going to get.
Oh, no. That's true.
Travel from far and wide.
I will.
Joey Kennedy, of course, superstar. So, geez, that's a fine
Joey's
group of
been training down. He's spotted down Portsy Serrano Way. Training hard, and it looks like he'd still play AFL.
And Dave Mundy will be a very good pickup.
Yes, Rabbits.
Well, head to the carltondraft.com.au to enter your club because entries close at the end of this week.
I'm hearing that actually you wanted to play Brownie.
Well, I did. I've been training with the Baldwin Footy Club.
I'm still training.
I love them, and Brent Sanderson's coaching this year.
Sando.
Sando's coaching, good. But I haven't been down there with Sando. Rocket Ede was the previous coach. He roughed me up a little bit and wasn't great for the confidence, Rocket. I tell you what, geez,
he didn't give you a barrel.
Mate, he gave me a barrel.
Will!
He sprayed me a trainer. But anyway, I was starting to get a bit of confidence up at Baldwin last year. And I thought, you know, I reckon I could do this again. The Eastern Footy League, it's pretty high standard. So I started doing a bit of match practice. And the first contest, the bloke came flying out of the centre square. I was playing a full forward on a man. I've let out and I thought, oh, beautiful. About to present the full chest. The full back, the bloke was playing on me, ran straight past me, took it on the chest. Jeez, this bloke's a star. So the water boy ran me out a drink, and I said, geez, that bloke's a star. And he goes, yeah, mate, he's the fullback of the reserves.
Oh, no.
So you just hung up the boots. No, flat as a pancake, so you'll never see me.
You've done enough good work.
Have you played Billy? Have you ever played
Only once. Went over to Tassie, played with my brother Blair.
Sheets. A lot of sheets.
Well, we got the gate.
You started on the bench, didn't you?
I started on the bench, and then this big Russian bloke that was waiting for me to run on. I'm at the interchange ready to come on. He starts bumping me there. I go, mate. He goes, the coach told me to kick three before half time because I just judged the ball better.
Oh, I went bang. Just judged it well there.
And then at half time, old Fat blew up, so he's good after half time, though.
Hey, Brownie, now we got I know you're not going to want to answer the question, but what the hell happened to the Lions?
Geez, how terrible.
That was woeful.
It was disappointing. I called that game and they only had 250 disposals. Port Adelaide had over 400. But what I did take, let's hope it's an aberration. I'm not sure they can beat Melbourne Friday night, but they're a different proposition
at the Gabba.
Mm. Even though Melbourne's my premiership tip, they look sensational. But I tell you what, looking at Port Adelaide, they have got a gun young midfield. Mm. I spoke to Kenny last week and he was pretty bullish about that young midfield, Rosie Butters.
Horn.
Dersma and Horn Francis. And walking away from that, I'm going, geez, Horn Francis is going to be an absolute superstar, which is no surprise to anyone, but obviously he had a challenge at North. But that Butters, especially Butters, Horn Francis and Rosie, they could be a cousin's Kerr Judd. You know, that sort of level. Ooh. I played with the Fab Four. Like, I'm serious, they're young mids. It's pretty exciting for the Port Adelaide supporters, but obviously Brisbane got to be better than that.
Fags might have given them a little clip afterwards. Every now and then a team presents a coach with a nice opportunity for the short back and sides, and I reckon he might have just taken it.
A Bellamy clip?
Yep. I don't know.
Kenny said to me, don't say it on air, but the week before he'd given his boys
give him
a real old-fashioned sharpen up that he used to do at Camperdown back in the days.
Yeah. Run up that hill there.
Mount Lura.
Mount Lura at Camperdown.
You would have never run up that hill, Billy.
Jeez. They used to run up me. Hey, I tell you what is a little worrying, and I've done a bit of homework
here. Have you, Bill?
Three of their last five games, Brisbane, they've lost by 10 goals.
The worrying thing for me...
that's
good,
a worry.
Good homework, Billy.
You're going to use it.
I'll go with that Friday night when I'm doing it. since round 10 last year, eight times they've had about seven goals in a row seven goals or more kicked against them in a row in a short period of time. Now, that doesn't look like a premiership team, does it?
No.
You know, they've got to be able to tidy up their defence and also their leadership out on the field. So you've got to be able to arrest the momentum, especially when you play away.
Yep.
Anyway, it's a watch. But geez, Melbourne look good.
Instagram, you're not all over it, Brownie, but you do a nice job of it. And I saw the post you put up.
You, Billy?
You were the young fella. And I see Bill commented on it because you're lying. Where are you? In bed there.
In bed.
Young bloke with you. Bill puts a comment up, nice nip.
You're showing your nipples.
Well, then I probably should have covered it up. I haven't got the biggest nick. I haven't got bathtubs.
No.
Bath plugs, sorry.
But don't go showing your nipples.
No. Don't go commenting on it.
Well, don't show them. I won't comment.
You got your top off in the studio yesterday.
But no, these are good nipples, not like those little buttons.
Billy's got the bath plugs. You got the big ones. Man, show them. Boobs. Get them out.
No, they're being...
Oh,
Jack's over the back there. Mate, g'day.
Are you lactating?
I'm feeding.
Should feed a whole bloody crate.
You're going to have triplets on them.
When are you going to come and work for us at Triple M, by the way?
No, I'm having a year off. Oh. I'm having a year off. Well, you're doing a good enough job. I listen to you boys every afternoon.
Saturday rub.
I love it.
Why don't you come and join us on the Saturday rub?
Saturday rub.
What about this?
It is only a matter of time, though, dog, before you do wander into the M's. You've got M's written all over.
We'll get in there at some stage.
Oh, come on, Lego.
Just free up a bit of space. So I thought you might have rang me, though. You know, when Duck decided to move off in onto the horizon, you know, where was the phone call? I was sitting there on the phone waiting.
We got Damo.
We did ask someone to ring you.
I rang Damo. Now, look who he's an ambassador for, okay?
Yeah,
so 4 and 20.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. A Toyota.
Yep.
Carlton Draft. Everyone else got the arse. Mm. Dairy Australia. EB Australia. Lego. He does all sorts of things.
He went with that Friday.
All that to get his joke away.
He rolls that out more than the Gary Edwards story. Come on, Billy. Get some new material, will you?
It's hard to find new material, as you know.
It was hard to find this joint, too. Is there any chance Triple M's going to update their website where their address is?
No, yeah. They'll see Whitney out there, too.
It's Whit's fault.
I pulled up at 257 Clarendon Street out the front. Okay, I'm pretty sure this is Nova now.
It is.
Go back
there. Your old mob. Yeah. Carlton Draft, of course, David Mundy joins this list of superstars.
Yes.
Playing local footy, it's a brilliant thing.
The Carlton Draft, that's draft.com.au. Entries close March 27th. That's the end of this week, so make sure you get on board.
Six lucky Fox Footy, clubs. The couch and the games.
Oh, he's got
Friday nights.
Across the weekend, brownies.
Tune into it, Billy, for some great analysis. I'm going to use your stat about Brisbane.
3 out of 5.
Yeah.
They've lost by 50 points.
Okay. Do I have to credit you with that after I say it?
No, probably not.
You stole it from Joey Montana.
Yeah, no,
John O'Brien on the Rush Hour, Triple M.
Thanks, boys.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. Thanks to our mates at BlueBet. Get around BlueBet this footy season and download the app today. Gamble responsibly.